beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrelok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show, and I am your host, Doc Vrelok, the Honorable Doctor of Psychotronics and Psionics. Well, tonight's podcast is titled Psionics, Love, and Rockets. Yes, this weekend is about love and romance, and more importantly, defending that love. Whether we're facing tragedy in family, children, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, or the country that you love, we all need a little extra power to ensure their well-being. Yes, we all enjoy gaining more love, but nobody likes to lose what they have. When the planets Saturn and Jupiter line up in the sky with the moon, well, my first thought that comes to mind is we must lose something in order to gain. Well, I don't want to lose anything, and you don't have to. I am giving you this weekend a special combination like nothing else on the planet. You can have two audiobooks from me in one combo download, and I'm giving you this for 30% off the price. You can have this deal until Monday, July 6. What deal am I talking about? Romancing the Miraculous Prayer Board audiobook plus Dynamic Defenders audiobook, both in one package that you can download this weekend, starting now, today, for 30% off. You have until Monday, July 6. When you listen to these audiobooks, think of yourself as the classical Gothic champion, slashing your way through enchanted forest and crossing the haunted ruins to reach your beloved, locked away in a doorless tower of gloom and despair. You must free her from her imprisonment, but then you must also protect whom you have won the heart of. This weekend, you may download both of my audiobooks for romance and spirit defense in one combo, as I've said, for 30% off the price. My voice will guide you through the use of the Miraculous Prayer Board to win love and romance, and then I'll teach you in Dynamic Defenders how to use your psionic wand to create servitor spirits in far less time than most rituals of the traditional magical systems. Alrighty then. Well, I hope you do win your heart's desire, and I know you can with a little help. Moving on to the news. My sources from Asia describe China as, well, allow for me to read a transliteration from a one Miss Mika, and this is on July 2nd, and I quote, "The National Security Act came into force in Hong Kong, but the armed police immediately arrested 370 Hong Kong people under arbitrary charges. It's scary, since Hong Kongers will not be the only targets of armed police. Foreigners will also be arrested if they participate in anti-China demonstrations. Hong Kong will be under more scrutiny than mainland China. The freedom of Hong Kong has completely disappeared. It seems that a secret police has been established in Hong Kong. It's scary." According to Mika, according to an American paper, a new swine flu was confirmed in China. So far, it does not infect people, but it has similar characteristics to the virus of the Spanish flu. So if this virus is mutated, it will infect people. People should be vigilant because they lack immunity to this virus. If corona is still an epidemic, but you get infected with the new swine flu, it will be a big problem. Algeria produced a drone made in China. When the Algerian Air Force flew these drones, three of them crashed. The aircraft carrier, Liaoning, that China purchased from the Soviet Union, quote, or parentheses, Ukraine, is aging and the bottom is full of rust. Will it be usable for another 10 years? A domestic aircraft carrier will be completed next year. Although the national security law, going back to Hong Kong here, into force in Hong Kong, many Hong Kong people protested. On the first day, armed police arrested about 370 Hong Kongers. Oh, wow, that's more than I thought. How many Hong Kong people will be arrested from now on? I don't even know where they will be taken. A secret police department was established in Hong Kong, yes, to secretly arrest anti-communist and democratic movements. The U.S. has announced that it will not sell any U.S.-made communication-related parts to Huawei and the Chukwu Telecommunications Association, parentheses 8ZTE, in parentheticals. Yes, end quote. And it goes on to, you know, talk about the swine flu and other atrocities going on in the world right now. No mention of 5G in this latest announcement from our sources in Asia. Well, there's also purportedly a fortune teller in India who warns us of the upcoming future after the 4th of July and lasting all the way through until March of next year, which would bring us to 2021. And, well, my purpose for bringing that up is to also bring into your attention here tonight that some folks have literally begged that I predict the future for them. Yes, some people do ask me from time to time what I see in the future. Well, this is because I've been known to have precognitive abilities, though this talent has slowed with age. That is, I had more visions more often in my youth than I do now. Thankfully, because I'll tell you this, being able to see the future is not a pleasurable gift to have. It can be more of a curse at times. And, you know, instead of telling you what I have foreseen, which I've already written about most of that in my books, I will offer you my wisdom from my many years as a mystic and a magician. This wisdom is simply thus. The willful magician does not scry or divine the fates, but instead he or she projects his or her will into the future and then follows through in action, contemplation, revision of actions, and profound effort to lay down his or her own destiny. Or to lay out his or her own destiny. In short, what I'm telling you is to forget about asking what the future might hold. Instead, tell the future what you want it to be. Yes, we dictate to space-time. We dictate to reality. Because a lot of the reality that you experience, that you're walking through right now, is projected well in advance from your own mind before you even walk into certain events and circumstances. Then, of course, after we project what we want, we do the work to get there. Follow any hunches that arise from your instincts or as a result of your magical operations. If you live in this way, you will live a better life than the passive player in the game of life. All right, so yes, the world is going through its challenges. China, for instance, has already won a greater majority of this battle that has remained invisible on many levels. Those of you who have been paying heed to these maneuvers of the CCP already understand the financial, economic, and these social strategies. But what we might have overlooked is the battle of psychology, and more importantly, the battle of the spirit of humanity. We've a society of people who have been psychologically undermined and then our souls usurped for the superficial and the wish fantasy. China doesn't care about treaties or paperwork asking them to honor international agreements. At least the CCP doesn't. The CCP only thinks about real power. And the average whining, crying outsider of their party doesn't get what real power is. We don't understand. You know, a lot of people are too busy playing little Missy classroom president and being offended by piddly shist. I'm sorry to offend you. No, most of my listeners are very intelligent folks. I think we know or understand a little bit about what's going on. And we're ready to do the work to get what we need out of life. But there's other people that are whining over piddly shist to such a degree that we almost feel sorry for our morons. But the Chinese super elite don't care about your feelings or my feelings either. Just as some people make the mistake of comparisons of what we have going on now with Gandhi's peaceful resistance to our current protests. Well, I have nothing against Gandhi, first of all. I think he was a good fellow and a good human being, good spirit. But what most ordinary non-military folks do not understand is simply this. Gandhi did not face Stalin. You can resist all you want, but at length, the dictator, the ruthless tank commander, will say to you, "Oh, I don't plan to harm a hair on your head, but you could save the lives of those children over there by cooperating with me." Yeah, that's what they'll say, and that is the reality we will be facing against a CCP-governed type of world of super elites. They don't care what you feel. They don't care what you feel, and they dictate what you should think. So, we do not want to promote... we do want to promote love and human companionship to support our human species and our many cultures around the planet. It's a beautiful planet, but it would be more beautiful without the CCP and other ruthless dictators. Don't you think so? I think the majority of us can get along. We can make society better. However, we must also defend what we love. You can't defend it by smoking weed and throwing flower wreaths at stormtroopers. However, you can visualize and project a flower wreath if you want with your prayer board to the world and work at the human versus psycho problem on a subconscious level. But in the long run, truly and seriously, we cannot make psychotics love us. And the CCP, as far as the majority of us are concerned, is a band of psychotics. They can't love you, and they don't. There's an old saying that in China there are no people. Well, there are people there. There's good people who live there, and they're born into a system that they have no choice. And someone else is brutally controlling their lives. You know, I want you to fill your life with all the happiness and romance and, you know, money and joy that you can possibly get. Because life is too short. You know, it really is. Live life to your fullest. But by the same token, I'm going to give you the powers to defend your loved ones or that special person in your life with psionic magic and two awesome Audible downloads. And remember, this weekend it's 30% off for two of my Audible downloads. Follow the link in this description of this podcast to get loved, romanced, wined and dined, and keep it safe. And of course, if you do so choose to extend a little warmth and compassion to those who cannot have these things, by all means, use your miraculous prayer board to share the power of your spirit with other people around the planet. Thank you for joining my virtual coalition of psionic magicians. I appreciate all your support. We do. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Doc Vrilok, signing out.